Good morning, this is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Thursday, March 17th. A happy St. Paddy's Day to all. In the news this morning, overnight EBOD prices were May corn up 9.5 cents at 739.5, May wheat down 11.75 cents at 1057.5, and May beans up 10.75 cents at 1660. We did have a sale this morning, 136 old crop corn to unknown. There was rumors yesterday that China may have bought as much as 2 million metric tons of corn from the U.S. out of the Pacific Northwest, but we really haven't seen any evidence of that. Though the weekly sales were strong, 1.8 for the corn for old crop, plus 200 for next year, bringing the total to 2 million metric tons. The wheat exports for the week were 470, about as expected. The beans, 1.7. That was a little bit lighter than what they were looking for. Old crop, 1.250. Again, a little bit lighter than what the trade had been hoping for. The stock market's down 142, and crude oil is up 660 a barrel right now near its highs. News that Russia says that the talks aren't yielding any real results out there, and there's no ceasefire. So the on-again, off-again war continues with today putting in some more premium. The wheat was lower on much better weather in the Midwest. They're going to get some pretty good rains in the next few days. The South Central Plains looks to get rains next week, so that's putting a little bit of damper on wheat. But if the war continues, you know, certainly the world's going to need to come for some wheat. And, you know, I think the world's looking for some place to buy it. Though if we close May wheat under 1058 today, I think that's a little bit of a sell signal out here. I think the funds are currently short. We'll know tomorrow night, but you know, are they going to press the short side down here? I really don't see that for the time being. Corn and beans able to rally overnight. I'm not quite sure why. Maybe the export news. Indonesia says they're going to reverse their policy, and they're going to remove export restrictions on palm oil, but they may raise the export levies. That sent palm oil sharply lower overnight, but bean oil was up 82 ticks with the crude oil up as much as it is here today. The early guesses, Allendale came out with 92.42 corn acres. That's down about a million acres. 89.3 on the beans, that's up about 1.6. And the wheat acres, 48.9, that's up 2.2 million acres. So corn and beans combined is 181.7. That's a pretty big number, plus the added bushels, or the added acres rather, and the wheat. That's all, you know, going to make people question where are we going to get all these acres. But I think the acres are there, and I don't think these numbers are too far off. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.